Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, it is the podcast. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. Thanks, Sash and all the team. They're doing a great job there whilst we're in lockdown as well. Guys, big day today. We heard from Jade and the family in lockdown, and the lockdown choir is in full swing now.
Yeah, I'm so
How
pleased.
How many lockdowns can you get in the one sentence?
Yes.
I'm just exactly. So pleased. My choir is really coming together. Yes. Like I am so pleased with just the fact that you guys sung on my choir. It's kind of made my day, to be honest. It's really been a turning point.
Damien coming up with this amazing idea has been the turning point in the Wave FM Breakfast Show.
I reckon this is one of the best promotions that we've come up with.
Yes.
In the entire time.
There was that one that you came up with a little while ago, Damien, the hoodies for the homeless. I remember you came up with that as well.
That's right.
Damien's full of great ideas. That's how I roll.
You know,
so we're going to leave all of
there's
the promotional.
There's no I in team, I got to tell you.
We're going to leave all the promotional things to Damien.
Can we do a phone tomorrow? When did somebody else take credit for your work?
Yeah, what a good idea, because we could say hoodies for the homeless and the lockdown choir. It's not a bad idea.
I think it's when did somebody else give you credit for somebody else's work? I think that's what it needs to be called.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, we did have a big show though. Check it out, because we've got the lockdown choir with Jade's family, how the kids are a little bit sneaky and do a little bit of a camo roll into bed. Damien was, just a little bit embarrassing with a few stories. And I don't know if we're including joke of the Damien. It says include joke of the Damien. I'm scrubbing that because this morning's joke was poo-poo.
This morning's joke
was terrible, actually. No, you don't want to hear it again.
It was crap.
It was actually crap. Really good, guys.
No, it was. Can you do us a favour?
It was really good.
Can you go and get the two cans of Guinness from the fridge tomorrow morning? Because you're funnier when you're pissed.
When it comes to embarrassing moments, I'm not shy of them, all right? I generally get myself into situations that, you know, maybe I don't read the room properly. Mm. Maybe I don't speak properly. It's just kind of a natural thing. My mind seems to be in a different sort of phase to the rest of my body.
I love you like a brother, but you're an awkward guy.
I am awkward. I am awkward. I remember actually I was doing a play one time and I used to ad lib each night. I used to just kind of go my own way at different times. And there was a woman in the audience that I knew, okay? Now there's an Irish name, it's called Siobhan. Siobhan is the Irish name. It's a lovely Irish name. Now, I knew she had a daughter called Siobhan, and I don't know why. I don't know why this happened, but at some point in the night, I went, and she had a best friend whose name was Siobhan, but she should have been called Siobhan Your Undies, because, and I say this on stage, because obviously my mind was, you know, recognizing the fact that she was in the audience, that she had a family member whose name was Siobhan, and I watched out into the room as this woman got up and walked out of the theater.
And then, so you just decided to ad lib and just...
It was just one of those awkward ad libs. In the moment, I kind of thought this could be a bit funny, but it wasn't funny. I didn't read the room properly. It was embarrassing. And
she left the room.
She left the room. And by the way, she was also a parent of this kid at the school, so I had to see her every day afterwards.
No.
I don't think that my embarrassing moment tops this one. All right. I found this online yesterday. An 80-year-old lady's birthday party.
Yeah, nice.
Very formal. They were having a dinner. It's gorgeous setting. The waiter comes in, shushes them all. And, you know, normally in that situation, you expect the waiter is about to sing happy birthday.
Yes, nice.
80-year-old woman. She's excited. Well done. Yeah, yeah. All right. But here's what he actually did.
On earth is he doing?
What is that?
That's him he is beatboxing to the room of about 50 people, guests, all in their finest clothes for this 80-year-old lady's birthday. That is his happy birthday. He didn't read the room correctly. they all looking at him as much as say, "What the hell's going on here?"
Yes.
And this guy was intent. He was staring at them.
Yes.
You know, he was
putting a lot of effort. Wow, he's taking it to the next level.
Wow,
he's time to shine.
He's actually pretty good.
Quite good.
It
would have been like really. Yeah, that's right. It would have been cool for like a 16-year-old's birthday. They would have loved it.
Oh, imagine how embarrassed he would have been, though.
Are you embarrassed? And people are embarrassed for him because I mean, when you see a situation like that, you're embarrassed for them. Like my Siobhan, you're on this situation.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I reckon everybody's. We've all had these moments. We've all.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to ask Illawarra. Okay, what embarrassing moment? Can you top what we've just heard? All right, can we top it? What embarrassing moment have you witnessed, or you yourself have done?
One that really stands out is from my childhood. I think I was about 6 or 7, standing on the main street of Jamboree. Now, Jamboree, other people call it Cowpat Canyon because we're surrounded by farms. Yeah. And quite often, growing up, herds of cattle would go down the main street from one farm to another.
Oh, yeah.
And this particular day, a herd of cattle had just gone through. And out the front on our front lawn was a massive cow poo. We are talking like it had like a diameter of about a meter. It was huge. And we're all standing out the front having a look at this big poo, me and my mum, myself, my brother, and our next door neighbour. And then my brother Joe, he just out of nowhere pushes me into it head first.
Oh no.
So I was covered from head to toe in cow poo.
Yes, and that's exactly what we want this morning.
If that wasn't bad enough though, Mama Jude thought, "Oh well, I'll fix this situation. We better take your clothes off because they're covered in poo." So she stripped me down naked. So I'm standing on the main street of Jamboree. Naked, covered in cow shit, and all these cars are just driving past.
Brilliant.
Can't do that. Mama Jude.
Amy in Kiama, please tell us you've got something like that that's been embarrassing.
Yes, I do. So my cousin and I, probably about 10 years ago, she was heavily pregnant and we were walking most days to try and bring this baby on. So I had a 3-month-old in the pram and a 3-year-old holding onto the pram, and we're at probably the tallest hill in Shaw Harbour, and I lost my legs in the middle of it. So, I don't know, the pram come down and I sort of went over the top, and I'm pretty tall, so I got arms and legs going everywhere.
Oh, God.
And I managed to hold this pram up and sort of scoop up my little boy so he didn't get hurt, but I got absolutely owned. Like, I was bleeding from my elbows, my knees. And when I looked up, she's just stopping traffic. I'm like I'm gathering myself and the kids up, and I'm like, "Why aren't you laughing?" And she's like, "Because you're hurt."
And here we are laughing at you as well, Amy.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're all laughing and she's trying to get an ambulance to come and help you.
Hey, let's go to Mel this morning in Coro.
When I was in primary school, a few years back now, I was in school assembly and one of the kids in my class happened to let one go, done a fart, and we laughed so hard I wet my pants. I was so
embarrassed. Oh, no. I'm going to see your fart and raise it.
That is very good. Oh, Mel, so embarrassing, especially as a kid, and I bet you've never lived it down. Let's go to Rebecca, our final caller, before we get to the news, guys.
All right, Rebecca, what embarrassing thing do you do or have you seen? What is it?
Usually when I'm on Facebook Live ranting about everything that's been going on, I accidentally let one rip and gash myself out.
You think
the mic was on.
You think you're in the privacy of your own home, but no, people can hear you.
Oh, that is too good. Oh, we've got to move on before we wet ourselves as well.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien?
Yes, Jade?
I'm really worried about my best mate.
Oh, gee. What's going on?
Well, so she's in Wollongong. She's in lockdown. She lives by herself.
Okay.
Well, she's got her cat Venus, but she lives by herself. And I'm really feeling like...
Did you say she's got a cat penis?
Cat called Venus. Cat called Venus.
I think... Okay.
Venus!
I'm sorry, it's just, that's what it sounded like to me. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, carry on.
So she's by herself, and this lockdown's been going on for what? We're into the third week now.
Yeah.
And it was just yesterday where I thought, I might need to host an intervention. I might need your help. I don't know if you can help me with this, but she sent me a text message, and she asked me a really important question.
Yeah.
which colour Crocs should she buy?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How old is she?
She's 38.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Now we know why she's single, Jade.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually wrote back to her and I said, are you okay? Are you drunk? Do you need some help? Do you want me to send a doctor over to your house? Because why on earth would you ever want to buy a pair of Crocs?
I know. They come with an age restriction, don't they? They're, like it says, if you're over the age of 5, you can't wear these things.
Yeah.
Even if your feet can fit into them, you still can't wear them.
That's right. The only case that you're allowed to wear them is if you're a European man with a big tummy and a little pair of DPs. Then maybe you might be able to get away with your Crocs.
Oh, that's great. That means I can get Crocs.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The Illawarra Lockdown Choir.
Yes, the Lockdown Choir. Now, all this week we've been taking over Facebook. We've been trying to help people out with the lockdown because we're all stuck at home. We're homeschooling. We're involved in other situations like that. And we're just trying to lighten the mood, really. Mm. That's it. So we've had pizza parties. We've had concerts. We had trivia last night. And now we've introduced... We, the whole lot of us here at Wave FM, have introduced a fantastic initiative called the Illawarra Lockdown Choir. Okay,
this is such a great idea.
Yes, so you can get all of the details on how you can be involved at wavefm.com.au. But it's pretty simple, Damien.
It's very, very simple. Look, everybody would love to be on a song, all right? And this is your chance. You get to sit at home. You get to sing along to Count On Me by Bruno Mars. Mm. And obviously video yourself. And then Lydia, our digital genius here, will put it all together and make a gorgeous-looking music video. It'll go multi-platinum in the charts. Mm-hmm. We'll all be famous from it, and it just gives us something to do as a family, as a community, and it's a bit of fun. That's all it is.
Well,
it's a bit of fun.
And Jade, you have got your crew together right now.
I have, because I thought we could do a little demo just to see how easy it is to take part and to prove that you don't have to sound good or have any musical talent whatsoever to be part of this, because it's just all about, you know, kind of letting us into your lounge room where you're in lockdown at the moment and just doing something fun with the family. And look, if you're homeschooling, you can tick that off as that's your music class for the day. And so it is all a bit of fun. So I've actually got the backing track here.
Okay,
and,
all right.
We're going to have a go at singing it. We're just going to do the chorus.
Tonka family. Here we go.
We don't know the words, so we're just going to press play, and hopefully we come in at the right time.
A lot of pressure here.
Mm.
I know.
All right, music is playing. Jade's freaking out.
I can't remember.
Jade's worried. She's like, when does it start? Where do I come in?
When does it start?
All right, we're getting there.
It's a long first verse, isn't it?
Okay, you got the pre-chorus coming in. What we're made of.
Oh, thanks, Damo. Help us. Yep, because this is a backing track. There's no lyrics.
I would have thought you would have gone straight to...
Go.
Here we go.
One. Count on me like 1, 2, 3, and I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there.
Yeah.
'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, round of applause for the Tonka family.
That's exactly... Yeah, exactly what we're after, Illawarra. Not quite exactly what we're after, but you get the drift. You'll be able to hit us up on the socials and get your family together. And, you know, the other thing, Jade, if you have family like yourselves, you guys have got family all over Australia. Some people might have family in other parts of the world. Sing the song with a sign up to say hello to your friends in America, Perth, in Melbourne.
That's such a good idea because we can send it out. Obviously, can go around the world.
Absolutely.
And even, like, get dressed up if you want to.
Yeah.
You've got Audis. Like, Alani's got her Audi on at the moment. Wear them. It is just a lot of fun, and it's something fun we can all do together in lockdown.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So the Illawarra Lockdown Choir, for all those details, wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I think I'm going to send two of my kids to the military.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Green Berets, are they?
I reckon. They could be the Green Berets. They could be like the SAS or the Black Hawks. Oh, are they called the Black Hawk?
Black Ops.
You know, the ones that
do the Black
Ops.
Oh.
How they go undercover and they can infiltrate anywhere.
I could see Lulu like Rambo. Why? What happened?
Lulu and Arwen, so the 7-year-old and the 4-year-old, honestly, they are so good at sneaking into our bedroom at night and sneaking into our bed.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. So
they've both got different methods.
Okay, yeah.
So you have Lulu. She walks in really quietly and she just stands an inch from your face and just stands there like the Easter Island statue and just breathes on you. until you're like, in your subconscious, you go, I can feel this. I feel like there's a presence right next to me. And you open your eyes and it's Lulu's face 1 inch from yours going, Mummy, Mummy, something to eat? No, it's 2 a.m. Yeah. And then she ends up crawling and hopping into bed with you and you just go back to sleep. And it's the only way to put her back to sleep is if she's in between myself and Milko. And Arwen, the 4-year-old, she's got a different technique. She likes to get down low and go, go, go. She must have watched that Ronald McDonald ad because she gets straight onto the ground.
Oh, geez.
And she does the crawl. So the army crawl. And she comes up the bottom of the bed. So she'll go on the ground and then come up the bottom of the bed underneath the doona and then just sneak her way into the middle. Most of the time you don't even know she's there until you wake up and go, oh, where'd you come from?
You wake up, the bed's wet and you're like, Milko's peed in the bed again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, there's a child here. She does not wear the bed. She's actually pretty good. But, I think they've really both got.
Well, I like her technique. That's dedication. When you're doing that, you know, you're sneaking in the middle of the night. I mean, it takes a lot of skill. It does.
It does. My husband's actually asked her for some pointers because, you know, when it comes to trying to infiltrate my side of the bed, all he hits is barbed wire fences.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Green Connect. Damo, I'll have to take you there for a little farm tour.
Yeah.
Because it's this urban permaculture farm that's in the Illawarra. It's actually just around the corner from Wave FM. They've been running for about 10 years now, and they do great stuff in the community. Like, you can get veggie boxes and meat boxes from there if you want to, and they hire former refugees. They've got op shops. Oh, they do lots of great environmental stuff. And right now, they're trying to help Illawarra families in need because of lockdown.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of people out there struggling right now, definitely more than ever.
Yeah. Well, because right now, like with lockdown, a lot of people can't work and we don't have JobKeeper like we did last time we had lockdown. Yeah. Like, the government support's just not really there as much.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, it is. It's a tough time and we're hearing a lot of stories. I'd imagine they're inundated at the moment.
Yeah, they absolutely are. So Kylie got in touch. She's from Green Connect and they have just been swamped with people requesting help from Green Connect. And what they're doing is they're putting together donation boxes to drop off and they're tailor making them to what that particular family needs right now. Kylie from Green Connect joins us. First of all, I want to say congrats and good on you for all the hard work that you're putting in to help other people in the Illawarra right now.
Thanks, Jane.
Kylie, what kind of families are you getting coming and knocking on your door and saying, look, we need help?
All sorts. We've had lots of single mums and a couple of single dads just saying, you know, I don't know where my next meal's coming from or my kids don't have enough warm clothes right now. People starting over again, people just escaping domestic violence situations who have a home with nothing in it, literally nothing. We're dropping furniture to people. We're dropping blankets. We've had lots of requests for books and DVDs and games to keep the kids occupied because they're home from school. Yeah. And I know mine are driving me a bit batty. When you add, you know, poverty into the mix, it's just untenable right now.
And what sort of numbers are you dealing with? Okay, because ordinarily you'd be able to cope with the amount of requests that normally come in, but have you definitely seen a major increase?
So this isn't something we've offered before, these care packages. So our veg boxes, obviously we've been doing that for many years, and in the last year since the first lockdown, we've been asking people to donate a veg box or to nominate someone who needs food, and we'll get that to them. Our op shop's been closed since the start of this lockdown, and we thought about what we can do in the local community and also to keep our staff employed. And so we've got a whole huge, beautiful shop worth of gently used goods that could really help people right now. And so we put care packages out into the community. People can buy them for themselves, but for the most part, they've been buying them to pay it forward. So they give us $40. And all of the charities that we work with in the local community have been identifying people that really need things, so sending us their details. We've had 267 requests for help.
Wow.
In the last week and a half since we launched this.
Wow.
So a lot more than we thought. And originally it was just a bit of kindness, you know. Everyone's doing it tough. Everyone's finding this hard. You know, let's just make the world a slightly kinder place. But the level of need has shocked even us. You know, we work with people who have some of the most tough situations, young people and former refugees across Wollongong. We know what hard looks like, but you add a lockdown on top and it's just untenable.
Okay. So how can we help Kylie?
If everyone listening to this today dumped on our website and donated $40, we could get a veg box or a care package to every person in need in Wollongong. That's the reality. Wow. We just need $40 and we can help someone.
That is, that's not a lot of money for people that are sort of okay and still working at the moment.
Yeah.
The website that you've got to go to is green-connect.com.au. So that's green-connect.com.au.
We've also put it on our Facebook page as well. So all you got to do is go onto the Wave FM Facebook page. There's a link there. Follow the link and whatever you can donate. It's as you said, Strainy, there's a lot of people who are doing all right through this tough time. Yeah. And, you know, it's all about looking after our community and looking after the other people, our next door neighbours.
That's right.
Because we know there are people struggling.
You know what? Look, I've got a job. You know, Tanya, my wife, has a job. Kylie, I'm getting on today and I'm going to buy two. I'm going to donate two of your boxes to someone in need, mate. So there you
Thank
go.
You.
I'll start
you
out straight away, all right? Good on you. Look, it's a wonderful idea. And it's something that we've all got to do. $40 isn't a lot. Get online today, as Damien said, get onto our Facebook page, Wave FM 96.5, and donate. It's only $40 if you can help out in any way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a wonderful idea. Make sure you help those in need across the Illawarra.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.